fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia, how are you?
Oh, what's up?
not a lot. Just hanging out, just doing some radio, ready to talk about words.
Yeah, cool. That's good.
I'm loving the enthusiasm today. It's excellent. It's really giving me life.
Do you mean
right
to,
now.
Should I turn it on?
Yep, turn it on.
Good morning, Rachel.
Woo-hoo!
Got some exciting stuff to talk about today. We're going to be looking into everybody's favorite pastime, games.
Games? Nice. Any but specific kind of games?
The boring kind.
Oh, okay.
Not the video kind. The old type kind.
Ye olde
games.
The
one when you're like on a boat. And someone's like, oh, does anyone know how to play gin? And everyone goes, what? No. And you go, oh, I guess I'll just play solitaire.
This has been a games-heavy show today. We had Rob talking about knuckle bones this morning, which has just sparked a whole lot of texts about marbles and jacks and all sorts
Gum
of
nuts.
Things. That was you. Gum nuts was you. But I'm keen to hear about games. How does it relate to the world of words?
We're just going to be talking about the words from games. Yeah, so do you want to talk about playing cards for a little bit?
Let's talk about playing cards.
Yeah. So what are the suits?
Clubs, hearts.
This is way clubs, spades. Diamonds, hearts, spades.
I can never remember what spades is called, which I think should be easy.
Well, this is the interesting one. So spades in most other countries is like it's in French they're pikes.
Pikes.
And in Spanish they're swords, and we get the name spades because spado is the old Spanish word for swords.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always thought it was because it looked like a little trowel, but no.
There's been a lot of different symbols, like historically, like different parts of the world, different cultures use different ones. We don't use escutcheons anymore.
What's a escutcheon?
It's just a shieldy thing. But so our ones come from the French, but because of this spado thing, there's evidence that we probably originally were using Spanish cards in fair England. It's always weird saying we with this because I mean like the Anglophone community, but when you go back to this point, it's just England.
It's just England.
Where I am not from. So, so originally the face cards were kings, queens, and well, before that they were... The most
deep are we
recent,
going?
There's a lot of history, but so kings, queens, and knaves.
Knaves. What's a knave?
It's just like a kind of a, you know.
A knight?
Like
thing?
It's like a lower kind of standing. It's like a kind of a squirey kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
Right.
Fancy man, but not that fancy.
Like a little baby fancy man. So, of course, that's extremely inconvenient in English because then it's K-Q-K-N.
Yeah, I see. That's a bit confusing on your cards.
So we get Jack from a game called All Fours.
Never heard of it.
Classic game. The funny thing about looking up these games is that you look them up and it's like extremely popular in Canada and New Zealand. And I'm like, piss you.
this is not a thing.
So in All Fours... there's a point called Jack, which is when you win the trick with the knave of the trumps.
Every word you just said in that sentence was like a made up game word, basically.
People need to get back into cards, I reckon. Stop playing poker. That's like, it's whatever. we'll talk about poker in a minute. But like, there's so many more interesting ones when you get to win the trick with the knave of trumps. Trumps. It's just like another word for like triumph. It's like a kind of a derivation of that. The trick was called Jack and it just meant like, you know, normal everyday person guy.
Jack of all trades.
But because it was the trick that you're doing with the knaves get called Jacks.
Jacks. Okay. And you know, that doesn't necessarily solve the problem of having, because you've got jokers as well, which is also a J.
Well, so jokers come a bit later. So in this, there's a game called Euchre.
Euchre.
Which is very popular in New Zealand.
Is it E-U-C-R-E? I don't know.
E-U-C-H-R-E. Very okay. popular in New Zealand, I've heard, on the internet.
Okay, thanks, the internet.
And so euchre comes from a word juka, which means jack.
Ah.
But because euchre is a game is one of the games that introduced Jokers.
Yep.
That's probably why they're called Jokers and not something...
So you mean Euchre, Joker...
Well, because Euchre comes from Juker.
Juker.
And so, yeah, and so that's why they're not called something more recognisable like a jester. Or a clown.
Yeah, or like a
full idiot boy. Like, I don't know. A Joker is yeah.
A joke?
Exactly.
Juker.
So a lot of other card game names... are very boring, is what I found out.
Oh.
They just sound exciting, and then they all kind of mean the same thing.
Give us an example.
So canasta comes from a word meaning basket, because it's like the little thing that you have.
Canasta's a great word, dry meaning.
I know, but like we get canasta out of it. Similarly, cribbage, which is the reason that I started looking into this is because Sarah wanted to know what cribbage was from. So you have like a little discard, like box thing, and it's called a crib. So it's cribbage. It's the crib game.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. So poker has like a very disputed word origin.
Ooh.
So there's two groups of people. So there's one group of people who thinks that the distinguishing thing about poker is that you bluff in it. Is that it's a game where you're trying to like put people off because the actual mechanics of the game are extremely simple. But the thing that you do in the game is you do a funny face to make no one know what you have in your hand.
The poker face.
And so for those people, they think that the name comes from pochen, to brag or bluff.
Oh, yeah? That would make sense.
Which is German via French poke.
Poke?
Or Irish poker, which actually just means pocket, another box-based one. But so they're kind of in that group, and they think it's related to primero and brag, and games where you have to, like, kind of...
bluff your way through
it. Yeah, you have to puff up your chest and be like, I'm totally going to destroy this game. The other group, they don't know where the name comes from. They're like, I don't know, but that's not what the game's about. The game's about gambling.
So
it's about the way that you bet.
So there's one group that's like, we've done some research and we think it's this thing, and it seems quite likely it could be this thing because etymology has led us here. And then there's another group that's like, nah. And why? Nah, I just don't like that one. Doesn't work.
Yeah, well, so they think it's to do with the recent style of betting, and so they reckon it's from America in the like 1800s, and they're kind of like, oh, I don't know. let me tell you, the Wikipedia page is very passive aggressive about those people.
Wow. But okay.
They seem to be quite important. So gin, and its related game Rummy.
Yes.
So gin, rummy, and then there's just rummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's two
alcoholic beverages or not?
Yeah. So gin is just apparently called that because it's related to. They already had the game rummy. Oh, so they were like, oh, this one's similar. Yeah. Let's call it gin. People cannot decide where rummy comes from, but it's almost certainly to do with rum because at some point it was called like. Whiskey card.
Oh, okay. So these are...
I can't find my note for this, so it's not whiskey card, but it's something. It's like whiskey,
whiskey
something.
Card. I kind of like the idea of it being called whiskey card, to be honest.
But yeah, everyone's yeah.
So card words, they kind of do what they say on the tin a little bit.
They pretty much do, and it's usually like some guy goes to Spain and he's like, oh, there's this amazing game, and then he brings it back, and they're like. Should we call it bucket? And he's like, no, let's use the Spanish word.
Let's use a Spanish word that means bucket, basically. Yeah. Well, thanks, Amelia. I've enjoyed diving into the world of words in the games realm today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for bringing it in. We will see you again next week on Word Salad.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.